This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 24. What shall I do with Jesus? Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 27. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. When Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why, what crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "His blood is on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Pilate's job was to keep peace in Jerusalem. The religious leaders wanted Jesus to be executed for blasphemy, but Pilate could find no crime in him. The leaders stirred the crowd to demand Jesus' execution and Barabbas' release. Pilate tried talking sense to the people. "What shall I do then with Jesus who is called the Messiah?" And they all kept shouting, "Crucify him." Pilate finally gave in, and tried to wash his hands of the matter. History won't let him do that, however. And ever since that day, Pilate's question demands our answer. The Apostles' Creed asserts that Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried. And on the third day he rose again from the dead, and later ascended to heaven. And now, through his Spirit, Jesus makes his home with us, wherever we are. Our resurrected Savior has come to fill our lives. He won't just settle for a two-minute prayer and a few scripture verses for our day. Jesus wants far more of us, and has much more for us. What shall I do then with Jesus? We can meet him in his word as we read and study it and hear it preached. We can worship Christ by seeing the glory of creation. We can also seek ways to worship Christ not only on Sundays, but every day. Pondering this question can be a great help for our relationship with Jesus. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, what shall we do with you? How shall we live today in your presence? We need to be with you and worship you daily. Please help us for your sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.